Oh, that was so cool. Do it again. Every time I change it, you start laughing. Why?
For some reason, it sounds funny to me.
That's so cool. Okay, do it one more time.
I can't right now.
Damn it. Anyways, hi guys, what's up? This is the this is the Slowly But Surely podcast. I'm your host, Raymond Hayes.
I'm your host, Michael Whiting. What number is this?
This is number 5.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we've done this for consistently 5 weeks.
So we noticed after we put up number 4 that it was significantly better quality than the first 3, so that's good.
Yeah, it's awesome when it's better quality because you get people that are audiophiles and like, I like good quality stuff.
That makes me happy.
It should make you happy. I'm going to adjust your level.
So am I loud?
Talk again.
Hello.
There you go. I turned you up a little bit so you sound sexy.
Mm.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for? I have no idea how that song goes. I just know that's the word. Those are the words.
So we took another break.
We took a 2 week. Ow! Four! I just smashed my finger. We took another break, like a week and a half break.
But we've been busy these past 2 weekends.
We have been busy, and honestly, even if we didn't take a break, we probably like inadvertently take another break. We probably would have done it anyways because we were tired as heck. These past 2 weekends have been something for the books.
It was fun though.
Ooh. Very fun.
Okay, if we're just gonna outline our weekend, let's start with the first weekend.
Oh,
we
God.
Drove to Davis, which is right outside of Sacramento.
It's a 4-hour drive. It should be.
To get there, it's about a four and a half hour drive.
Four and a half.
It took
hour
us
drive.
About 10 hours to get there.
Yeah.
The drive was
hell.
It was something.
It was something else. I'll tell you that. Because okay? Because
so we stopped to get food. That took up like 30 minutes. So I guess that's not really driving time. But then we go one way. We wanted to take the I-5, then we got on the 99, and then we had to take a road for 30 minutes just to cut over to the I-5 because I was so stubborn and wanted to take the I-5. And then we're driving, Raymond rolls down the window and cow poop.
Okay,
air
let me tell
the
story about that one, because I didn't just roll down the window. This is how it went. That we're driving by like a farm or something, and then I was talking to Michael about, man, it really, like, farms really smell like shit. And then I was like, don't worry, though. I'm not going to roll down the window. And then in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm going to roll down the window and yell at the cows. But just because I'm rolling down the window to yell at the cows, the smell's not going to come into the car. So I rolled down the window and yelled at the cows, which sounds stupid on its own.
And yeah, you just screamed at the cows.
Screamed
and then
at the cows.
The car smelt like cow shit for the next 20 minutes.
The funny part is no one else is in the car. It's just me and Michael, and I was just doing stupid shit for no reason.
Horrible.
It was the worst idea I've ever had. It was bad.
What happened next? Raymond really had to poop.
I had to poop so bad.
I accidentally passed the bathrooms, and he was debating about using the side of the road, and that would have been hilarious. But then we stopped at a Subway/gas station. And then Raymond goes in, and I'm waiting in the car. And then I just get text messages. Well, before he goes in, he's like, I hate using public restrooms. I better not have a bad public restroom experience.
Oh, God.
And then I get text messages talking about how he's in there. He took my headphones with him. And then the janitor came in.
I don't like hearing other people around me while I'm pooping.
Well, the janitor came in and started cleaning, and then noticed Raymond's stall was locked after he tried to get in twice. And then instead of just passing by, even though someone was in there, he decided to mop under the stall door and
he
just
kept
mop,
hitting my fucking feet.
Just mopping Raymond's feet while Raymond's sitting in horror on the toilet.
I felt like I was terrified because I was like, this man is just going to end up in my stall somehow. I felt so uncomfortable because I was just blasting music in the headphones, and I was like, please go away, please go away. And I felt like this is never gonna end, because he did it like 4 or 5 times.
I don't know if this is entertaining for anybody else, but I don't care because I loved this road trip.
Seriously, it was,
even though it was horrible.
Oh my God. And then also back to the poop story, a part of it was I wanted to go so bad. I was debating on using my towel to wipe because there wouldn't have been anything to wipe with, and I just would have left it there.
On the side of the road.
I was like, I can buy another fucking towel, but obviously it didn't happen. But
I will say he did end up going to the bathroom in my car.
Oh yeah, because what happened was we were on the way there. We were about literally 45 minutes away from Davis.
Yeah,
we were about 45 minutes out from Davis, and it ended up taking us an extra 2.5 hours because it was literally stopped traffic.
There was a fire on the freeway, and we didn't know. Well, we saw the smoke, and then we stopped, and then we were sitting there, and we didn't know if we should try to drive across the median, but the median was a ravine with tall grass, and I was like, I don't know, let's just wait. It'll probably clear up. It didn't. And then we ended up leaving and driving across the grass. But as that was happening, as we were just sitting in 2 hours stuck traffic, Raymond got in the back of my car and peed in the Subway cup.
It almost filled up the cup. This is a weird fucking podcast. We're just talking about piss and shit.
Also threw the cup out the window.
I did throw the cup out the window.
Oopsie.
I'm sorry. They're biodegradable. I've checked the bottoms. So
this podcast, I felt like we didn't even be like, yo, this is what it's about. We're just singing.
Do we have to do that every fucking time though?
I guess not. It literally just started.
I said, hey, this is Raymond Hayes and I'm your host. And you said, hi, I'm Michael. And then we were slowly but surely was put in there somewhere.
Well, anyway.
Anyways.
About this road trip. We took a side road. We made it. Oh, Raymond God. Also drank some water and then choked on it and spit it all over my windshield, and we had to clean it with his towel. Good thing you decided not to shit on the side of the road, because then we wouldn't have had a towel to clean off my window.
I would have just used one of my shirts. I brought an extra one.
Anyway, that was the drive from hell.
No, another thing was, the best part about the whole taking the side road was, okay, we were in between a Toyota Matrix and I don't remember what other car. It was a truck. And we were in between them. And then so Michael and I decide.
But we were sitting there long enough to know exactly what was in the car, the license plate, the people. Yeah. So it wasn't just some random Matrix.
Yeah, we knew exactly what cars we were in between. And so when Michael decided to go over the median and go back the way we came onto another road to go around, as soon as we get past the fucking... where the fire was.
Yeah, we had to backtrack and go down some country road that also had traffic because people decided to do the same thing as us. So it was a 30-minute detour. You go ahead.
And so right as we get back onto the freeway, the two motherfuckers that we were stuck in between are right there next to us.
Right as we get on the on-ramp.
So it literally took the same amount of time.
So we sat there for 2 hours and then decided to leave, and then it still didn't save the city time.
It actually took us more time because we ended up behind them. So it was just a terrible, terrible drive. I had never in my entire life have had a road trip go as bad as that one has.
But it was also my favorite road
trip. It was also one of my favorite road trips too, because
the things that happened were horrible, but they were great.
Yeah, they're definitely some good memories that happened. It was awesome. And then when we got to Davis,
was great.
Davis was amazing. Yeah, we met a lot of new people.
Specifically, we went to Davis. I guess I should say why. Yeah. We went up to see a Tessa Violet and Rusty Clanton concert in Sacramento. Shout out to Rusty and Tessa. I almost said Testy.
Well, that's their ship name.
Oops. Anyway, and we have a friend, two friends, two sisters.
They're sisters.
That live in Davis, 10 minutes outside of Sac. We stayed at their house.
I've got my own mind.
And met their siblings. and met their friends, not siblings.
Yeah, they don't have other siblings. Actually, they do. They just don't have other siblings their age.
Shout out to Janae and Annie's friends. Hi, guys.
And Annie. You said shout out to Janae and Annie's friends. Oh, wait, I get it.
What? That makes sense to me.
I thought you were saying shout out to Janae and Annie's friends.
No, Janae and Annie's friends, both of their friends.
Yeah.
That group of friends.
I can name them all.
Well, let's not. They're all good people.
Let's not. Well, what if they're listening? Shout out to Sawyer. No, shout out to Tyler. Shout out to Eli, whom you haven't met yet. And shout out to Maddie. Shout out to
Tony.
Tony. Tony's the homie. They're all the homies.
Enough about them. This is about me.
This is about me too, Michael.
But we're going to come back to Davis.
What else are we going to talk about?
How the weekend went?
But you said we're going to come back to... Oh, you meant
we're
going to come back to the topic.
Nah.
Yeah, but we're definitely going to go back there soon, hopefully in August, because they want us back there.
Oh, Janae, by the way, we're going to come back. Thanks.
Yeah, you're not going to expect it. We're just going to show up at your house.
But yeah.
Oh yeah, and shout out to Chris one time. That's Janae's boyfriend.
He's cool.
He is cool. Here in 5 points today.
But yeah, the concert was amazing. That's what I'm trying to get to here.
Oh yeah, the concert was amazing. Oh god.
Tessa, Rusty, I love you. We're friends now.
We are friends. And can I say that the house that it was in was lovely?
It was a
I've never seen it. Her name was Maddie.
Maddie, I love you, Maddie. Your house Maddie, is
shout
amazing.
Out to Maddie one time, other Maddie. It's the typical San Francisco house.
Even though we weren't in San Francisco.
It was like the garage was the first floor, but you walk into it and there's immediately stairs, and then there's a bathroom at the end of the stairs, and then to the left there's the living room and the kitchen.
It was very loft-like, and yeah, it was three stories. It was very tall and not wide.
Yeah, I liked it.
But it was in a house. I meant the concert.
I know what you're talking about.
The concert was in a house, not at like an arena.
Yeah, it was an intimate concert.
Yes,
we became friends.
We ate snacks
with a lot of people.
We sat on the floor.
Lots of cheese and pasta salad and wine.
Very delicious.
Very delicious.
Maddie, you're never going to listen to this podcast, but thank you for hosting.
Yeah, you're an amazing host, and everybody that we met there, like Nazar and Bailey.
You're just in a naming mood today.
I can remember names, and when I can't remember names, and when I remember them, I shout them out as soon as possible.
You know what else we did in Davis?
What did we do in Davis?
We saw Ant-Man.
We also saw Ant-Man. It was so good. Oh my god, Ant-Man! Me and Michael literally went into it with no expectations, only seeing like one trailer.
It was great,
and it was by far one of the greatest experiences I've had.
Oh.
I shouldn't say that.
Well, I like the movie a lot.
I guess it was movie-wise, yeah, because I normally don't go into movies with no expectations or low expectations. Yeah, I didn't really have low expectations.
I went into Guardians with no expectations. Guardians
I went into expectations with that.
It was
that
great.
One. Like, I went into it with high expectations, and it blew my expectations out of the water. And so I was pretty excited about that one. But yeah, Guardians was good. Ant-Man was amazing. If you haven't seen it yet, you should definitely go see it, because it is definitely awesome. It connects to I like how it connects to the whole MCU. There's certain parts in there that make you go, oh, I didn't see that one coming. And also, even though Peyton Reed wasn't the original director, I would have loved to see Edgar Wright's version of Ant-Man. But Peyton Reed did an amazing job picking up where he needed to, and he did a great job. So I'm gonna also shout out to Peyton Reed one time, and shout out to Edgar Wright one time. I'm shouting out everybody today. Shout out to Jesus, man. He's the number one.
Speaking of sack and concerts. Sacramento.
You should have finished that.
No, it's called sack. I'm hip.
No.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Rusty and Tessa have an amazing podcast. So if you like podcasts, listen to theirs. It's called Tourcast.
They also have amazing Snapchats. So check them out on Snapchat.
Yes.
They're definitely the funniest people I know on Snapchat.
They gave me... Rusty has improved my Snapchat game by like
seriously
10 times.
We went to... I'm not going to segue into it yet because we're not done with Davis. Are we done with Davis?
I think we're done with Davis.
Okay, I'm going to segue into the next weekend, which was VidCon, because we also... Hold on, let me segue back into Davis. The one reason... Like, when everyone met Michael, the one thing... they thought of him about the main thing, like they like that's what I'm looking for
here. I got this.
You can do this for me, because this is your
I
thing.
Sent a Snapchat of me lip syncing the Pokemon theme song, but you know how Snapchat you slide your finger and it zooms? Well, I carefully planted zooms with great comedic timing, and it was funny. So I sent this to our friends in Sacramento. We get there, and all of their friends who I've never met before, most of them I haven't met before, they literally walk up to me and they're like, oh, you're the Pokemon Snapchat guy. You're hilarious. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And like another guy walks up and like all of their friends. And then the whole weekend, that's what they talked about. And then transitioning, segueing over to the next weekend, which was VidCon.
It continued to VidCon too.
At Sacramento in the concert, Rusty Clanton, I sent it to Rusty Clanton, and he was like, I mentioned I sent you a Snapchat, and he's like, oh yeah, this Pokemon one, that's hilarious. And then I was like, thanks. And then then we get to VidCon. I sent it to Sam Anderson from Samica Vlogs, And he was like, you sent that hilarious Snapchat. And then he made me show Tribe Tyler. And then Tribe Tyler told me he was going to put it in the vlog, but then it didn't end up in the vlog. But that's okay.
We're watching you, Tyler. We saw that you
I put see it how
there.
It is, Tyler.
Yeah,
but
see,
still,
we see where you're
so many people were like,
lie.
That was a great Snapchat. And I was like, what?
How seriously. Many? Michael blew up just now. If you see him on Ellen DeGeneres next week, no, because it was that chat. That Snapchat.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly what I just said. No, because it was... of that Snapchat, because I wish you guys could see it. He has it on his phone. He should really post it on social media.
It's on my Twitter.
Oh, it is on your Twitter? Oh, yeah, because you made... because
Tribe
Tyler
told me to post it on my Twitter, and he'll put it in the video, so I put it in Twitter. And
yeah, so
him.
Look at MP Whiting on Twitter and go through his feed, and you'll see the Snapchat.
Yeah.
And you'll probably die
so
of laughter.
So then you'll understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Go to my Twitter. Follow me.
Yes, follow him and no one else.
So, speaking of VidCon...
It
was amazing.
Loved
it was great.
This year. I'm really sad that I didn't get a creator badge this year.
Next year we're getting creator badges.
Next year you made me. I was gonna get one, and you're like, I'm not gonna get one. So I was like,
well,
I'm not gonna get one.
It'd be weird if we both got creator. If one of us did and one of us didn't.
Yeah.
Then we'd have to split up.
Whatever, Michael.
Next year.
Next year.
This year was great. Still.
Yeah. Next year is gonna be even better. But yeah, we're even with our hotels, we're slowly getting closer and closer to VidCon.
The hotel was far. This year's a little closer.
So this year we're planning on getting the Hilton, the Marriott, or the Clarion, which is literally on the grounds of the
Anaheim
Convention
Center. Just so you know,
Janae,
that's what I want to do. We want a close hotel.
Janae, you best be expecting to pay like $200 next year.
Nah.
I'm just kidding.
We're going to try to do it right when John Green announces the dates before the hotels know.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
So anyways, yeah, we met up with a lot of new, a lot of old friends that we met last year. When I mean a lot of
and
old friends, I mean one.
And new friends, but they're not new friends. We'd known them on the internet for a year, but we met in person for the first time. That was cool.
Shout out to Holly and shout out to Abby.
Yeah.
We met you guys at VidCons and we met you through YouTube stuff. We literally met Holly. Let's tell the story about how we met Holly. I'll tell the story about Holly. So we're at a James Chats meetup. Shout out to James one time. I feel like every time I mention someone new, I shout him out. So
too many shout outs.
We were at a James Chats meetup. He's a great YouTuber. You should watch him on YouTube. It's James Chats, and that's his YouTube channel. And so we're at his meetup, and then we're all hanging out, and then Holly randomly comes up, and she's like, "What are you guys doing?" And we're like, "Oh, we're at a meetup for this guy." And then we just started talking, and then we became best friends. And basically, it was the easiest way.
And then we didn't talk for a year.
Anyone.
We didn't talk for a year.
Legitimately didn't talk to her for a year.
And then VidCon 2015
like the
came
only
up,
time
and then
we
messaged each other on Twitter. And it's like,
well,
hey,
like, there's
let's
like,
hang out.
Every 3 months, I feel like I sent her a tweet saying, I miss you and I can't wait for VidCon.
Yeah, so like 4 tweets throughout the year.
Yeah, and then we finally saw her again, and then we hung out. And that was great. And then we also met up with our friend Abby. Because
we met through
James,
you know,
because
YouTubes.
Yeah, YouTubes, and she followed us, and we followed her home, and just and we obviously she lives in North Carolina, we're in California. That's not going to happen, Abby. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make that joke. I don't want you to think we're weird. No, but yeah. So we're friends now, and we all hung out, and it was a great time. And then we also met Daryl, who was also a cool dude.
We just met him at this VidCon.
If you want to follow Daryl, his stuff is Daily Filipino Noodles, I think. That's what it is, right?
Man, you're just shouting out everybody.
Daily Life of Noodles. I don't know where Filipino came from. I am racist. He is Asian, though. But yeah, follow him. He's a cool dude. And so we had a great time. We met up with a lot of our old friends. I said that already.
Okay, I got to meet Maude Garrett.
I'm so jealous.
And that's all that matters. She took my phone out of my hands, took like 5 selfies, and then she kissed my book that she signed. And now I'm so happy. Thank you, Maude Garrett.
We held hands for a little bit. And me and Bree did a prom pose.
I held hands with Steven Suptic.
I held hands with Maude Garrett. Who wins that situation?
She kissed my book.
I'm talking about hand holding.
Anyway, we got to meet SourceFed, pretty much is where we're going with this.
Yeah, we met SourceFed. If you guys don't know who SourceFed is, you should also follow them on every social media.
Stop. No more shout outs.
Is that your Sonic cup up there, or is that Jeffrey's?
That's mine.
I was gonna say, Jeffrey, that lazy motherfucker. No, I'm just kidding. I like
Jeffrey. Listen to the podcast. Don't shout at me. Don't you fucking dare.
I was gearing up to do it.
I literally saw you take a breath in. I was like, no.
You knew it was coming.
Just because I said a new person's name.
Why don't you want me to shout everybody out?
People are tired of these shout outs.
How do you know this isn't live?
Shout outs are only for special occasions.
I just shouted out so many fucking people.
You know,
Michael,
who I'm upset that I didn't get to meet at VidCon?
Megan Tonjes.
Casey Neistat.
Casey fucking Neistat is a man among men that needs every bit of praise that you could ever muster to give to him.
If you don't watch Casey Neistat, he's a vlogger. Not shouting him out, just talking about him. Excuse. Anyway, his company started a new app called Beam, B-E-M-E. It's a cool site where you can do things. Oh, an app. You can share things, you know.
Cool. And since we're cool, we're going to give you a code.
Well, if you want a code.
Type in pizza.
No, if you want a code, just
No,
comment.
Seriously, type in pizza. You will get in.
No, stop. We need them to comment. God damn it. I want people to comment. Asking for a
Don't
code.
Don't comment pizza. You will not get in. If you want to get a code, just
if you want a code to Beam, comment, because no one ever comments anymore, Simon. So I want some comments.
One person.
I'm being greedy.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I feel like. If we don't ask people to comment, they're not going to comment. So me and Michael are imploring you right now to comment on this vlog, this podcast. This is not a vlog. This is a plog. No one.
If you want a Beam code so you can have access to this app, which if you didn't know what this app is, it's like Snapchat, but better. And you can.
Because it's about honesty.
And you have to have an unlock code from someone who has.
That is
app
not
unlocked.
Pizza.
So you can get into the app.
No, but honestly, though, if you like, that's probably going to go away real quick. So still comment in there.
So if you want a code, let us know.
Because Casey
anyway,
gave me a code.
Back to VidCon.
To give out to people. Because I forgot to tell you I met him.
Shut up.
When I lied and said I was going back to the hotel to take a poop, I actually went to the Casey Neistat Beam meetup, and he was like, he pulled me aside.
You
he
went
like,
at like 10 o'clock at night.
He was like,
Beam meetup was the day before,
he was like,
and like 2.
He's like, Raven, I need you this. I need to say this to you. I got a code.
Why is he talking like that?
I got a code. Don't ruin the illusion. He's like, Raven, I got a code. I got a code for you only.
I'm going to be completely honest.
And it's
I'm
it's
done.
For me.
I'm done with this bit.
It's you are an asshole.
Like barely.
And then so it never really happened. I never met Casey Neistat. I also never met Chris Clemens.
I know.
And I really wanted to meet Chris Clemens. And I also really wanted to meet
F you, Chris. JK loves
I was like, damn, throwing hard shade over here. I really wanted to meet Chris this year because
Next
I didn't
year.
Get to meet. That's another whole year.
Only like 3.
Chris, you need to move to LA. That's what I'm saying. And then I'll see you all the time, every time.
Guys, VidCon is just awesome.
VidCon
you
is a great
place. You
get
to hang out with people, get free swag. I
have
just
a
used
full
the word
bag
swag,
of swag.
And now I hate myself.
Swagger.
Anyway, you get to see cool concerts. We the Kings was live and I was jumping around.
I left for that one.
I know, but it's okay.
I was tired and I wanted to walk around because it was the last night of VidCon and there's a lot of screaming women and I met Olin Rogers.
You get to see cool people?
I said screaming women. I meant screening preteens. That was not fun.
We got through both of these weekends, I feel like, fast, and now I don't know what to talk about.
You know what we can talk about? We can talk about how amazing Batman Arkham Knight is.
That is such a good game.
I just finished it last night for the first time. And I was in flippin' awe. And then I was too lazy to finish the whole game completely 100%, so I watched the Nightfall Protocol ending online. And must I say, what the hell happened at the end of that?
I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but the storytelling in that game...
Immaculate.
...is great.
Perfecto.
You should play Batman Arkham Knight.
Seriously.
Shout out to Batman Arkham Knight.
Wow, I'm the one that shouts people
I don't,
out.
I haven't used any of
Stop!
My
Stop!
You kidding me?
You kidding? I'm the one!
Shout out to Miranda Sings.
See, now you're taking over my job.
Yeah.
But you can't take over this one. I dare you.
Shut the hell up, Peter.
No.
Peter.
Raymond's gone!
You were only in the third podcast.
He can be wherever the hell he wants. It's Peter goddamn Griffin.
How okay? long have we been going?
We've been going for 24 minutes. That's we normally it. Go for an hour.
No, we go for like 40.
We went for like 45. We went for 50 the last two.
Well, excuse me.
We went through our weekends way too fast.
I feel like we went through them fast enough. We don't want to drag on.
You pulled your face away from the mic.
And we don't want to drag on.
But what are we going to talk about now?
We can talk about how we were in like five people's vlogs.
Yes. Name them all because I don't know them all.
Okay.
We were in Philip DeFranco.
Wow. Excuse me.
I just clipped. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to laugh
that
loud.
We were in Charles Trippy's vlog, CTFXC.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you guys a story about that.
Hold on. We were in... I already forgot. We were in James Chat's vlog. Check that out. We were in Philly D's video. We were interviewed. Check that out. We were in
Samica's
vlog. Check that out. Okay.
What the
On
hell
the
was
first
that?
Day, we went. We met Sam. We went to a signing.
That's what you sound like.
Wow, I'm done.
Just kidding. Go ahead. We don't need awkward silence.
Anyway.
Okay, what?
Anyway. You make me feel self-conscious.
I was just kidding. God.
I just did it again while I laughed. I just heard.
You're going to hear it every time.
Damn it.
You should see Michael's face right now.
Anyway.
He's trying so hard not
we
to do
went
it.
To the... I can't talk without thinking about
I'm not,
it. We
just
went to
do
Samica
it.
Vlog's meetup, and then we didn't have much time. He recognized us from talking to him in comments, and he was like, yo, dude, come to the Trixen booth later. We can chill. We can talk. I can put you in the vlog. And we're like, cool. So we go to the Trixen booth. We see Sam. He talks to us, puts us in the vlog, shows us puts our name tags in the vlog, which has our name and our YouTube channel on it. I haven't put up YouTube videos in a year, but I don't know. I'm thinking
I
about
put
putting
up
more
in
up.
The past three
so
weeks.
Check me out. Anyway. I don't notice until the next day on my freaking community badge around my neck that he showed all over the internet that I spelt my channel name wrong. And not only did I spell my channel name wrong, but the part that I spelt wrong was my own name. So, me and Raymond were both shouted out. Raymond's gained.
I only gained 3 subscribers, so you can't.
Well, no one has came to view my channel of year-old videos.
Well, it's okay, Michael.
I forgot to put an H in my name. That
oh
was
my
so
God.
Embarrassing.
It was
and
hilarious.
Now it lives on the internet forever.
I laughed so hard when you told me that because that is... You never do that.
My name is also right above it. It says Michael and then it says it me, Michael P. There's no H.
Michael. Say that again.
Michael.
Michael? Michael? My name is Michael Faustin.
Okay.
If you guys know what that's from, you get $5.
You need to tell your story about when I said Charles Trippy.
Oh, yeah. So I went up. By the way, the disclaimer, you're not actually going to get $5 from me. So I was we were at the signing or the photo shoot thing. It wasn't really a photo shoot, but we were at the line to meet Charles Trippy and Allie West. And then so I walked up and I was like, hey, Charles, what's up? And I was like, it's been so long. I've been trying to freaking meet you for like ever. And it's like, whatever. And then so like they were trying to hurry us up. So the interaction was really awkward. And then so as we're already ready to take the picture, like I'm like in the middle between Allie and Charles and he's like, hey, so what's your name? And I was like, I didn't want to make a stupid face during the picture. So I sounded so condescending to Charles. He was like, what's your name? I was like, Raymond. Like I felt like I was pissed off because I didn't want to like mess up my picture because it came out a really good picture. I should post it, but I don't post a lot of pictures on stuff. But yeah, I just felt like an asshole. And then later on, by the Trixen booth, Charles and Allie came by. And then I didn't get to talk to Charles, but I apologized to Allie for sounding like an asshole. And then she was like, no, it's awesome because it makes good stories. And I was like, well, good. Thank you for making me feel better about myself. And that's my story. And Michael's literally staring at me, wishing I would die.
Well, we also saw Josh Peck and Felicia Day.
We also saw Josh Peck and Kellen Mitchell.
No. Mark Ruffalo.
Mark fucking Ruffalo.
Was at VidCon and we did not get to see him.
I was so mad. I was like, I knew he was there since like day two and I still didn't see him.
Like, I want to meet Mark Ruffalo.
But he's probably just, I don't know. Like, what was he doing there?
He wanted to go to VidCon.
Like, I'm just like, I mean, I understand, but like, I want to go to VidCon and I had a plan. What was his plan?
He's a viewer. He likes our podcast.
Mark, oh my God, Mark, you listen?
Oh, you know another thing we needed to talk about?
What?
We're talking about being in vlogs. We're also going to be in an episode of That Great Show.
Oh my God, that is going to be my that's going to be my most favorite thing out of VidCon besides meeting Mod.
It's
going to
be great.
Oh my God. Seriously,
it's
is the
Elliot Morgan and Delman's
Andrew Delman. Lee Newton's boyfriend.
It's their channel. It's called That Great Show. Look it up. Wait for our episode. It's going to be great.
Seriously. I now have ice in my mouth and I can't talk properly.
Okay. You know what we should tell everyone? This is really important. If you've clicked off of this, you're going to miss this announcement.
Well, they're not even going to be listening because they already clicked off.
Yeah,
so.
But I'm yelling at them.
You're going to yell at them so hard that the tabs are going to pop back up and they're going to be like, who is doing this black magic?
So none of you probably know, but after the last podcast, we added our podcast to iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
We made the announcement on our Twitter, but no one follows our fucking Twitter.
Because fuck you guys. I hate all of you.
So on iTunes. You can put it on your podcast app. It's so much easier than using SoundCloud. Still use SoundCloud if you like SoundCloud.
But the bad part is we have to start paying for it because we need more bandwidth. And so at this point, I'm going to announce our Patreon. I'm just kidding. We don't have a Patreon.
Shout out to NatureBox. Shout out to Audible. Give me that money.
I know. We need that Audible points. Those Audible book points.
Wait. I thought is Podomatic not able to hold anymore?
No, I don't honestly know because it says our bandwidth is almost done, but our storage is like... No, our storage is very close, but our bandwidth is very low. So I think we might be able to put them on like in stream. I don't know how it works, man.
We're still figuring out this podcast thing because what happened was we're only able to put so many on SoundCloud without paying for it. So we didn't want to pay for it. And so we could only put like 3 episodes or 4 episodes on there. So we decided we would put them on iTunes, but you need somewhere to post them to get the RSS feed. Sorry if I keep saying P words and stuff. So sorry about that. But anyway, we posted it on this website called Podomatic, and it's supposed to take the RSS feed and put it on iTunes. Ooh.
Wow. You just got so much better 30 minutes into the podcast.
Well, hopefully you heard me in the beginning. But anyway, now I can sit back a little bit. So...
What were you saying? Did you finish your thought? No. I don't know if you finished your thought or not.
We uploaded it to iTunes, but we're not really... We're kind of figuring this out as we go. So you can subscribe to Slowly But Surely on...
Slowly But Surely. Yeah, subscribe to Slowly But Surely. Slowly But Surely. That didn't even sound like Peter. I wasn't trying to at that point.
Yeah, you can get it on your podcast app. Go to iTunes, download it, but...
I'm better than Mikey Bolts at Peter Griffin. I said it. I'm sorry. Continue.
That is true. We'll get back to Hold on. We'll get back to that.
Yes.
So, yeah, if it goes off of iTunes or if something happens, we're still figuring it out. But just so you know, for your ease of use, you can use your podcast app. Now, back to what Raymond was about
to
say. So, first day of VidCon, we go to the opening ceremony. The opening ceremony just has a lot of acts. We obviously wanted to see SourceFed because Raymond and I love SourceFed, but they were the last act to go.
And it made me mad.
So we wait through it. The beginning stuff's cool. Tyler Oakley comes out, shows a video.
Announces his book, Binge.
Vlogbrothers were great. Blah, blah, blah. And then it kind of in the middle, like, I don't want to be mean because if I had to go up on stage in front of thousands of people, I would literally do nothing and it would be embarrassing. But you would think that if you're going to know you're going to go up and prepare, like, you would prepare. But so... I don't want to be mean, so I'm not going to say names. Cough, cough. Raymond already
said
it.
One.
But there's other people.
Not that I don't like Mikey Bolts. It was just that it wasn't that good, man. I'm sorry. Like, it's so much better on your channel. I don't know what happened.
There are some other people, though, that I don't know who they were. But, like, it just seemed... I feel bad now.
I know. I shouldn't say. But
all
honestly,
I should say is the opening ceremony could have been better and some people didn't prepare and then there was mic issues.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of it was coming from the sound people and not really like when Toby, was his name Toby? The little kid?
Yeah.
They had a lot of audio issues and the sound team was really fucking up this year.
Only during the beginning. After the other 2 days they were fine. But
no, but freaking D-Voice or D whatever, the violin dude. Like,
that was still
he was great, and I freaking, like, I loved his enthusiasm, but the sound was terrible.
No, but that was still the first day.
I'm
talking about all the opening ceremony, it was bad, but after that, the rest of the VidCon trip, it was fine.
Well, of course. I'm just talking about that.
Just the first thing. It was
Yeah, VidCon was amazing. I'm just talking about the main stage. They fucked up the main stage terribly.
And I think... What? Never mind.
Yeah, whatever. I don't even know. I don't even know what I was going to say. I have no idea what you were going to say.
It
could have been better. Sound guys, it's mainly your fault because...
But it's okay. Problems
obviously
happen.
You have a lot of talented people up there. And I didn't mean to bag on Mikey Bolts. It was just like it didn't go well, and it was just the sound guys a lot were fucking up.
And you're really good at Peter Griffin, so
that's yeah. And I'm really good at Peter Griffin. I'm gonna toot my own horn, so thank you.
Toot toot.
I'm gonna toot it, but I'm not gonna toot it a lot. What are you looking at?
Just looking at the time.
You're looking at the time. So
35 minutos.
35. What? You gasped.
It's time for Michael tries an impression. Accent impression.
I need a segment.
Michael tries an accent.
I don't know
what
was. We
just came up with a theme song on the spot.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I was trying to get you to go along, and that turned out horribly.
I was like, why are we snapping? I was like, why are our voices gradually getting higher?
I was like, we were just staring at each other in the eyes, I was trying to like with my eyes tell him what to do.
I know. I was like, I don't know, dude. But so, I don't know. I'm going to look up on the internet and
I should probably actually try it. Oh, are you looking up one?
Yeah, I'm going to look up I'm going to look up accents.
I'll think of a segment, Raymond. Actually, leave in the comments below, comment on this podcast and let us know what's a good segment for Raymond.
Have you tried French?
No. I have not tried French.
Have you tried New Yorkian? New Yorker?
No, and I don't even know where to start. I'm scared.
That's why it's so funny. So I want you to say this sentence in French.
Wait,
in a French accent.
French or New York?
But no, we're gonna. I want you to say this one sentence in both.
Guys, I'm scared.
Hold on, I'm gonna get a sentence.
We. Filling in the awkward silence with a song. Do 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 do. This is an original song, yeah. And this is not an awkward silence. Oh wait, if you want funny Snapchat, okay, I don't know. I don't want to be toot my own horn, but I think that when I post stuff on my story, it's funny. So if you want to follow me on Snapchat, my name is shit. Let me look up my name. Looking on my phone, I think it's Michael Whiting. Let me look. Add me on Snapchat. It's Michael P. Whiting. MICHAELPWHITING. Thanks.
Also, add me on Snapchat. It is Hayseboy. HAYSEBOI. I post stupid shit all the time.
Half of our entire podcast is telling people to follow things.
Seriously.
And subscribe to things. Oops.
Actually, I don't have a funny sentence to speak of. So I just want you... All that time for nothing. So I want you to speak in a French accent.
Oui, oui. That's as best as I can do.
That was incredibly racist.
Thank you.
Now I want you to try a New York accent. Do you know how that sounds?
I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
Wow. That... I'm so glad this is not my segment.
Hey, get out of here. I'm walking here.
I could not do it either.
I can do a Miranda Sings.
I thought we did this already, though.
You kidding me? I could do it however many times I... Okay, that's really embarrassing.
Oops. You started to sound like...
I started to sound like a gremlin.
What is that? There's a cartoon show. Ah, yes. You're Stimpy. You sound like fucking... Stimpy, or Ren from Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, Stimpy. I need... You know fucking the guy that plays SpongeBob voices Stimpy?
Yes.
That's fucking hilarious. And he works at a goddamn sex line.
That was a weird giggle.
Stimpy, I work at the sex line. He also sounds very Mexican. I might just be talking in a Mexican accent, not actually getting Ren's actual accent correct. So I apologize if that was racist. There's a lot of racist things going on right now. We need to come up with a segment for me.
We'll figure that out next time.
What about Raymond does an impression?
That's like the same thing. Mine's accents and impressions.
That's completely different. Yours is accents. Mine's impressions.
On the one of our previous podcasts, you said accents and impressions.
Did I?
Yeah, because then you made me do an impression.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I will
listen to podcast number 2 or 3.
Listen to it right now.
Not right now.
I will kill you.
They're like an hour long.
Whatever. What? What do you have to say to me today?
Nothing.
What?
I like a lot of podcasts.
I don't listen to a lot except for Darren and Will's.
I listen to Rusty and Tessa Tourcast. I listen to Slowly But Surely. I listen to Rhettling's Ear Biscuit, Shane Dawson's Shane and Friends, Super Panic Frenzy, She Didn't Text Back, Psycho Babble, Not Too Deep, Dear Hank and John, Adventures in Roommating, Meal Uncensored, Danny Duncan Show, Now What Did We Learn, Explain Things to Me, The Jenna and Julian Podcast, When the Kids Go to Sleep, The Source Fed Podcast, and Superhero Roundup.
See, like, I wish I could. I just don't have the hours in the day to listen to all that
shit. I do it when I'm
shit.
Driving.
But even when I'm driving, it takes me 10 minutes to get where I need to go.
Yeah, and so in one day, that's at least 20 minutes of podcasting. And that's a day, and they only release once a week. No excuse.
There are excuses, Michael. When I drive...
Oops, I dropped my phone.
When I drive, I want to listen to music.
I want to listen to people talking.
I
want to
listen to Kanye.
I don't.
Drake.
Nah.
And Meek Mills.
I want to listen to...
Kendrick Lamar.
I want to listen to Adele.
Imagine Dragons.
I want to listen to...
And Coldplay. And Jason Mraz. And The Neighborhood. And Adele.
Yes.
I actually haven't listened to Adele a lot. At
I've
all recently.
Yeah.
Sam Smith. Sam Smith? Did you listen to his new song?
Yes. You know, I can't buy it on iTunes. It only released in the UK. So, F you, Tasha and Simon, our British friends.
Was that, like, specifically them? Like,
yeah,
it's their fault
they
because they live
it,
down there?
I can't.
Oh, my God. I wish. I did not know that. That makes me really upset. I love how they're all like, oh, our new single came out, and it's not even released in the US. How?
Yeah, I can't even buy it. I can't. I have to listen to it off YouTube.
Disclosure. Omen. I put disclosure.
I
can
buy
literally buy it right here.
I tried buying it.
It says right there I can buy it.
Well, I tried buying it.
Michael's just stupid, everyone.
And then when I couldn't find it, Brock told me that it only released in the UK.
It's literally, I'm looking at it.
Well, yes, I see it now. They just released it.
That was it.
They just released it today.
I don't think I'm going to get sued for that. So that was your taste of the song Omen by Disclosure featuring Sam Smith. It was a great song, and the music video was really good. I was very intrigued by what was going on because there's a tattooed woman who does tattoos, and then the cops come. as vague as that sounds, that's what happens.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, we're 42 minutes in, so I think this is about as good a time as any.
This is about time to say goodbye.
So long, farewell to you, my friend. I had a burp. Goodbye. So now, until we meet again,
that's
great.
If you know what that is, let me know in the comments. You get 100,000 cool points, okay?
In the box.
Are you serious? Oh, wait, that's not what it's called.
What are you talking about?
I just told them to let me know if you know what that was so they can get a cool 100 cool points, and you almost spoiled it.
I literally was just saying the lyrics.
Anyway.
I need...
To the, like, 10 people who listen to this... Goodbye,
like
Janae. Goodbye, Simon. Goodbye, Abby. And goodbye, Holly. Because
do
I'm
they listen to these?
I'm going to assume they listen to it because I'm going to text them and tell them to listen to it.
Yeah, I'm just going to send them both a link and say, if you don't listen to this, a puppy dies.
So goodbye, our 5 friends who listen
too.
To this and the one random stranger
really
who stumbled.
Puppy.
My goal is to get more than 12 listens this time.
We got more than 12 last time.
Oh, we did?
I'm pretty sure. But then again, I can't really tell on iTunes anymore, so... I wonder if listens through iTunes will go back to Podomatic and show us through Podomatic how many views or listens we have. Or is there just something built into iTunes that shows us? If you guys know this question answer, if you guys know the answer to this question, let me know. Do the views through our podcast on iTunes or listens through the podcast on iTunes go through iTunes? Do we have to log into our iTunes or does it go through Podomatic? Let us know in the comments down below. Even though there aren't comments on iTunes. Are there? I don't know.
Goodbye.
goodbye, and be sure to follow me on Twitter at the Hey Ray, and Michael at the MP Whiting.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. That was a stupid bit. I'm going to make a shirt that says commit to the bit. Do you want that to happen? Because I want it to happen.
Can I have one for free?
Maybe. Because honestly, yes. I think that's a cool shirt. Just commit to the bit. And no, I've looked it up. Oh, fuck. I should have said that out loud. If someone else takes this idea, it's already copyrighted. And it said right here, I had the idea first.
Goodbye.
Why do you want to leave so bad, Michael? I want to have a great conversation with you. I'm just kidding. To end we this. All want to leave. I'm trying I'm to tired. End this. It is 1 o'clock. I got to work.
Motherfuck.
Let's harmonize. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I couldn't find the harmony.
Wow. Goodbye.
Nope. Go a different one.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we did it.